She's sailed more than a million nautical miles and served 3 decades in the Royal Australian Navy. No, we're not talking about a retiring sailor, but the HMAS Darwin, who sailed into her namesake city for the last time today. The guided missile frigate is being decommissioned after seeing everything from the Gulf War to the peacekeeping mission in Timor. Stephanie Zillman reports.
Yeah, just come up to 28 knots, please.
Aye, aye, sir. Engine ahead, 28 knots.
The First Lady of the Naval Fleet, the HMAS Darwin, sailed into port for the last time today. The guided missile frigate had dropped anchor in the ports of over 50 countries, and today Darwin will be her last as a ship in the Australian Navy. Commander Philip Henry.
The FFG-class frigates, which she is, are being replaced by the Air Warfare Destroyer. So the Royal Australian Navy commissioned HMAS Hobart about a month ago, which is the first of the Air Warfare Destroyers. So Darwin's being replaced so that we can move the manpower on to the new ships.
Darwin returned fire as she was welcomed into the harbour by a gun salute from the Cenotaph. Of course, the frigate has the capability to attack, but in all her years on the world seas, she never once fired a shot in battle. Commander Philip Henry says that's something to be proud of.
This ship's seen a lot of action. She's done over a million nautical miles. Most of her operations have been in the Indian Ocean, Asia and Pacific region. She's been to the Middle East 7 times, served in the operations in East Timor and also the Solomon Islands. She's done disaster relief in New Zealand even just last year after the Kaikoura earthquake. Most of the operations in the Middle East have been supporting the operations against terrorism.
In May last year, HMAS Darwin made 3 seizures of heroin worth $800 million off the coast of Africa, along with 2,000 AK-47s. Over the years, around 5,000 male and female seamen have called the Darwin home for months on end.
That means that they become quite attached to one particular ship. And when you're stuck in a ship that is only 138 metres long for months and months on end, then you become quite friendly as a family. You become a family. And I think that's what makes this ship.
That sense of family and camaraderie aboard the Darwin isn't lost on seamen like Mitchell Blundell.
My father commissioned this ship 33 years ago and I'll be here to decommission the ship.
Of all the crew, Mitchell Blundell is the only Darwin local on board. He says sailing into the ship's namesake port is a fitting end for HMAS Darwin.
It's good to be back in Australian waters. There's no better feeling than being home, essentially.
It's understood the Royal Australian Navy is yet to decide the ultimate fate of the Darwin, although its sister frigate, HMAS Sydney, was decommissioned in 2015 and sold for scrap.
Stephanie Zillman reporting.